The state's vaccination program continues to have problems, and new data from New York City shows that communities of color are receiving the vaccination at lower rates than whites. Of the 300,000 or so city residents who were vaccinated and who answered a question about their race and ethnicity, 48% were white, 15% were Latino, and 11% were black. 29% of New York City residents are Hispanic, and 24% are African American. Cuomo says preliminary state data shows that the trend holds for hospital workers as well, who were offered vaccinations in December and January. He says he believes part of the issue is distrust of the vaccine and the government that's telling workers to take it.
They're in a hospital where the staff has come to them and said, please take the vaccine. We have it for you. The declination rate among blacks in hospital settings, where they're hospital workers, is much, much higher than it is among whites or Latinos or Asians. So we know there's a real distrust issue.
The governor says he's reached out to African-American-led churches and is setting up vaccine pop-up sites at public housing and at community centers to encourage more people to sign up for the vaccine. He says the state will soon begin an advertising campaign that specifically targets black New Yorkers to build more trust. Many seniors who are eligible to receive vaccinations have been unable to navigate complex websites to schedule appointments. The governor says the state has a hotline number to schedule those appointments by phone. But he says at the root of the frustrations is that there are just not enough doses of the vaccine.
I get it. That is a situation created by the federal government initially. And it is a national problem and an international problem that there's just not enough vaccine.
The governor did not address a report in the New York Times that said 9 top officials in the state's health department have quit since the summer, claiming that the governor was ignoring their expertise on key health policy decisions during the pandemic, including how to efficiently vaccinate the state's population. The resignations include the Deputy Commissioner for Public Health, the state epidemiologist, and the director of the Bureau of Communicable Disease Control. In a statement, Health Commissioner Dr. Howard Zucker suggested that the top officials who left were perhaps not up to handling the increased demands of their jobs during COVID. He says the intense period of extraordinary stress and pressure during the pandemic might have meant that it was a different job than some of them signed up for. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.